From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Frustrations of advocates for Little Rock's traditional public schools were on display at the Arkansas Department of Education building on Thursday, even as the state board moved toward creating a new civic advisory group and a quickened academic review of the state-run district. But the state board's response to unrest in Little Rock likely will not be enough to quell the community's disdain.
The simple fact is, kind of like Dylan Thomas said to us, do not go gentle into that good night. I've lost all my gentleness. And so don't expect that from me today.
The gloves are off in the Little Rock School District. State Senator Joyce Elliott set the tone for a dozen others on Thursday. The line for public comment was so long that the State Board of Education Chair Toyce Newton tried to limit participation.
I've reviewed the list, and it's lengthy.
Madam Chair, since we have waited 18 months, if you want to hear everybody, why don't we hear everybody?
Two big ideas were mostly on people's minds, including the crowd sitting outside of the auditorium into overflow seating. One, the state's pattern of charter school expansion is effectively segregating schools. Two, the district needs to be returned to a locally elected school board. The idea of a parallel school system via State Board of Education approved charter growth in the district was also on outgoing Superintendent Baker Curris's mind.
In a public environment, you'd never build two water systems and then see which one worked and which one went broke and then, I guess, abandon the pipe in the ground. That's essentially what we're doing now. It makes no sense to me. But
Curris also said that the LRSD is simply doing a better job of educating kids.
Thousands of students in Little Rock go to the best 5% of schools in the state. And you say, well, that's true, Bake, but what about the rest of the kids? Well, they're outperforming their peers. If you look at poverty indexes and see how our kids perform and look at our competitors, and the best competitors to look at are the ones in this town. Look at Covenant Keepers, look at Little Rock Prep, and look at how we do. We are doing better. That's undeniable.
Senator Joyce Elliott said the racial disparities between these parallel school systems cannot go unnoticed by the state board.
I am slow to call things racist, but I can see. I can figure things out. And some of this is unintentional, but the result is the same.
The State Board of Education meeting was the first for Baker Curris since he was told by Education Commissioner Johnny Key back in mid-April that his contract would not be renewed. Key is a vocal supporter of charter schools and even recently issued waivers to expedite the expansion of charters that underperform compared to traditional public schools. Key says the appointment of a civic advisory board to work with the new state-appointed Superintendent Michael Poore will be a significant step on the path back to local control.
The appointment of a community advisory board in that second year begins the transition, a return to the traditional roles of a school board.
The vote to form this Civic Advisory Board comes as its predecessor, the Civic Advisory Committee, ends. Its chair, Greg Adams, delivered its unanimous message to Commissioner Key, resign.
Some might look at that resolution and consider that as unreasonable and dismiss it pretty quickly. And before doing that, I would really ask that you imagine the position of the community before dismissing the concerns that led to that resolution.
Key says this new group, a board and not a committee, will restore trust between the community and his administration. He said two things about returning local control. First, that all of the schools in academic distress, originally six of the district's 48, must meet reading and math requirements.
All conditions that led to academic distress have been corrected. And two, that there are no schools in the district remaining on academic distress.
But Key also floated the idea that a less encompassing, perhaps school-based state control rather than district-wide administration could be possible in the fall when new test results for the first year of state control are due.
If another school or two schools succeeded in getting off academic distress and we had, four schools or three schools, some number left, what would we do at that point? Would we continue in the path that we are currently on, working with the district in a state takeover situation, or is there something else you all would want to do?
The state has 5 years to turn those schools around, but what the district will look like when local control is eventually restored is what really worries others, including Senator Joyce Elliott.
This is a re-engineering of our schools and our school district, and nobody asked anybody in this district. Is this what you want?
I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.